We're up to the second parak of the Chovos HaLevavos Shehar HaBitachon. Ach hasibos asher bahen yitachen habitachon mehaboteach al beruim hein sheva. The reasons why a person can possibly trust in someone else are seven. And what the Chovos HaLevavos is going to do here is outline seven criteria or seven conditions that a person would need to feel about someone else if they're going to really trust that other person. And it becomes pretty clear pretty fast that we're obviously talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's setting it up as if we deal with two people, but it becomes pretty evident shortly through that he's referring to why we trust the Ribono Shel Olam and nowhere else. So he outlines it like this. There are seven reasons, or seven sibo, seven conditions that are necessary if you're really going to trust in someone else. Achas mehen. One of them is harachamim v'hachemlo v'ava. Compassion, empathy, love. Ki odam kishu yodeh b'chaver shu merachim b'chom alav. If you know that your friend is compassionate and cares about you, yiftach bo, then you'll trust in him. V'sinuch nafshu alav b'chom mashiat yuchayim inyanov. And he will rely on him and do what he asks you to do because you know that he's going to ultimately take care of you. V'hashenis. The second thing you look for, sheyodea bo im ahavaso, that the one who you are putting your trust in, you recognize that he who loves you and will take care of you, sheinenu mis'aleh mimenu. He's never distracted or looking away. V'lo mis'atzel b'chefzo, nor is he lazy in taking care of what he has to take care of. Aval hu yodea bo, shumishtad l'maskem asoso. He knows exactly what's going on in your life, and he tries to do what has to be done. So he is not only loving and compassionate, he's also aware and watching what you need and make sure you get what you require. Because if it's not clear to you, this factor, you can't really trust in him. Because you know the person that you're trusting in might not notice that you need help, might not be aware, might not have a desire to help in this situation. But if you have these two midos come together, these two characteristics come together, in one person who you want to put your trust in, A, godu achmanus olav, that he has tremendous compassion for him, and B, v'rov hashkachos ol yinov, that he's fully aware and watching over you, then yiftach bo mibli safek, then certainly, without doubt, you'll put your faith in that person. Vashlishis, but there's a third condition. Even if the person loves you and cares about you, and the person is constantly watching over you, shiyeh chazak, you have to make sure this third part, the second party that's going to you're going to put your trust in, is powerful. Lo yunutzach ba'ashehu chafetz. If he wants something, he gets it done. He's never vanquished. V'lo yimna eyu moneya masus ba'kasha sabotech. And there's nothing that will interfere or stand in the way of him doing what is needed to be done for the one who trusts in him. Ki im yechalash, because if this person you put your trust in is weak, how can you really have full bitachon? Even though it's become clear, he's compassionate, he's caring, and he's watching, he knows. Those two aren't enough. Because lots of times he can't do what he wants to do. He doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the power. But if he does have the power, he has the strength, the chazak, nothing gets in his way. You have all three together, that he's compassionate and loving, and he watches over all the time, and he's strong and mighty. You have bitachon of Yosef. Then it makes more sense to have bitachon there. Veravius, but there's another condition, the fourth condition. Sheyeh yodeh b'afnei to'el sabateach alav. He also has to know what is really beneficial for the one who's trusting in him. So it's nothing's concealed. What is really best for the person, what's seen and not seen, what will improve his situation. Kim lo yoyde kozeh, because if he doesn't really know, you know, sometimes you know a person to a degree, but you don't really know what's going on in their life. You don't really know. Lo sunuach nefesh b'teach lov, then how can the person really trust him? Because the one he's expecting his help from doesn't really know him. But if, in fact, you have a person who really knows him, knows exactly what he needs, and on top of that, he's capable of doing what he wants to do, and on top of that, he's constantly watching over him, and on top of that, and he's totally compassionate and caring and loving, then, in truth, then really he'll strengthen his faith in that person without doubt. There's a fifth condition. She misyached ban hagis habateach alav mitchilas haviyasov v'gidulov v'yankusov v'naruusov uvachruusov v'yishishusov v'ziknasov atachlis inyano. If you're really going to put your trust in someone, you want to have that one person that you rely on from your very beginning of creation, from your infancy, youth, adulthood, aging, old, from beginning to end. One address, one place that'll watch over. Because that will be ultimately the one who can really address whatever he needs, because he's the one address from beginning to end. If the one who has betachon realizes this, that this person can and does watch from the beginning of his creation to the end of his days, Yischayev shetunuch nafshav. Then it makes sense. Like he's kind of obligated to put his trust there. For Yisha'inav, rely on him. But for Masha Kadim lo alav min atayvus aotvus v'tliyasam atmiyus, because Hamas midos, because there's a track record. He's already done plenty of good things for him, all kinds of advantageous things for him. V'yizem mechayev chazkas b'tchonabo. That should increase his obligation and strength to have bitachon in it, because there's a past to look back upon all the things he's done until now. Hashishis, there's a sixth component. She inin habotech kulo masur biyado. That whatever the boteach needs is totally dependent on this person. For lo yuchal odom mahaziko ulaho ilo. There is absolutely no one who can harm him or help him. For the hate of a love to benefit him. For the tchos nezek me love or push away harm from him. Zuloso, except for that. Except for that person. Ke'evet ha'asur, kind of like a prisoner, a slave in a dungeon. Asheho beveis ha'bor b'shus adonav. When he's in the dungeon, he's totally at the will of his master, and he's totally dependent on his master. U'kshi ha'boteach b'shus mishabotach alav al inin hazeh. When the boteach is totally dependent on the one whom he relies upon, yeyoseh rolev toach b'alav. So then it makes sense to have you talking to him. V'hashvius, and the final condition, the seventh, shemi shabotach alav b'tachas hanedivus v'chesed, the one upon whom he trusts is the ultimate in generosity and kindness. L'misha ro'u lo, l'misha eino ro'u lo, whether the person is worthy to receive the kindness or not. V'siyeh nedivuso masmedes v'chastu nimshoch, the generosity continues, the kindness keeps going on, lo yikareis v'lo yipasek, it's not cut off, it doesn't end. When you have someone with all these traits, in Kolmashi, his karna comes out with everything we mentioned until now, nishlumo tina'e habitachon. You have completed the conditions of having bitachon. And the one who knows this and aware of this is obligated to put his trust there. And he should just allow his neshama and his guf to rest and rely b'giluyo u'benistero b'libo u'be'evarov, whether it's his appear, the external, the internal, his heart, his limbs, just give it over to him for the yitzus b'gzeirasov, and to accept whatever he decrees v'adonos l'toiv and dan l'kaf z'chus b'chol dinov mifalov, everything he does, because you realize all the good he does, and obviously you should daven l'kaf z'chus. If I don't understand why this is happening, you know it's for your best interests. So there's a lot that the Chos of Ovis is putting into this. And he writes, obviously, once you examine these seven conditions, these are not found in human beings. But they're all by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So first of all, what he says in the seventh condition, that you have to have bitachon, you have bitachon if the one you are boteach in is betachas hanadivis v'hachesed, whether you're ra'u or you're not. So we mentioned that already before in the first parak. That if you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and compassion is dependent on whether you are worthy or not, then you'll never have bitachon, by definition. Because I'll never think I'm worthy. I mean, I could always do something wrong. I can always be not deserving. If my receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu depends on how much I am worthy, so then I'm not going to have bitachon. So this is the condition that, no, the one you trust in is kind and generous, whether you deserve it or not, it makes no difference. He says in the sixth condition, the inyan haboteach kulo masur biyado, that all of your things in your life are dependent on Ribbono Shel'Olam. Lo yuchal adam lahaziko ulahoilo lohetlo lidchasnez miyalov. No one can harm him. No one can help him. No one can benefit him. No one could push harm away. Zula so, except Hashem. The Chachamim of Asman said that's the definition of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the misguided thought process that a person would think that there's something out there in the world that can harm me or help me independent of Hashem. That's the definition of Avodah. What is Avodah Zarah? So we think of idols. What does it mean, idols? Chanan said, anything in the Bria that you think can be mazik or mo'il, it can be harmful or helpful, independent of Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. Because there is nothing in the Bria that can harm or hurt or help unless Hashem wants it. Everything is dependent on Hashem. And if you think this can act independent of Hashem, that's Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah could have many manifestations. For some people, Avodah Zarah could be a college degree. A person could have in his head, a college degree is the key to success. If I have this degree, it makes no difference, anything else, I'll have my success. So it doesn't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all you need to have the college degree, that's what it is, that's Avodah Zarah. For some people, it's money. If I have money, I'm taken care of, I'm all set. Really? Money by itself, you're all set? Independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's Avodah Zarah. I heard sort of a drasha, people make themselves an Avodah Zarah. They think that they worship human beings, they worship themselves, that the zich, myself, I can accomplish, I can do, independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avodah Zarah. Anything that you attribute a power to, and it has the power to aid or harm, independent of Hashem, that is the definition of Avodah Zarah. So Chazvavis is putting a different case, saying, in Bitachon, where do you put your Bitachon? You put your Bitachon in Ribbono Shel'Olam because no one can mazik or mo'il zulaso, except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel'Olam is the one who has the koyach, nothing else. So all of these conditions are found by the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And the Chavos Avavos brings Pesukim to support it. The Svara, logic, will dictate everything as a Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway, but he brings Pesukim. Nimsem kulam b'yisrael, these are all by Hashem. Hashem is compassionate and loving and caring. Hashem is compassionate and giving. What, I shouldn't care about Nineveh, this great city? The second condition was that the person, you put your betachon, has to be constantly watching over and not turning away, not ignoring. It's a pasuk. Lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. The Bereishim doesn't sleep or slumber. Bereishim is always watching. Then we set a condition that he has to be chazak. Veshuchacham, v'lo yunutzach, v'beren shloilam, is wise and is not vanquished. K'mosh kasuv, chacham loivo v'amitz koyach, mihikshar lo v'yishlam, who can start up with v'beren shlom. V'beren shlom is the chacham of chachamim, the strong of the strong, v'amar l'cha Hashem ha'gedula, v'agvura, v'ateferes, v'hanetz, v'ahoyd, only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu do you find greatness and might and glory and so on. V'ksiv Hashem l'kayach v'kibich gibor yoshi'ah. What else? The Ibn Hashem is there from beginning to end. The Ibn Hashem is there from the very beginning. The Ibn Hashem fashioned you, created you. Like we say, three shutfim. There are three partners in the creation of a person. From the womb, the Ibn Hashem was supporting him. The rest of the Pesukim and Eif had the Bereshim takes care of everything that he needs. The fact that his advantage or benefit and harm is not dependent on human beings. It's only in Hashem's hands. Anyone could do besides the Bereshim? No. The plants will wither and dry, but the word of Hashem will endure forever. Again, the people are like the withering of the drying plants, but the Ribbono Shel Olam endures. And this will be clarified in the third section of the Sefer when we have a chance. As far as the Kadosh Baruch Hu's generosity and kindness, Toiv Hashem l'kol. Rachamov al kol ma'asov. The Ibn Hashem is good for all, and his compassion is for all his deeds. Va'omer, noisin lechem lechol basar ki le'olam chasto. Va'omer, it says b'seiach esedech masbiel lekol chay ratzon. The Ibn Hashem gives to all where they deserve or not. Va'haseichel goes there. So your logic, your reason will dictate. When these seven factors all come together by the Ibn Hashem, the Creator, and not by that which He created. So why am I bringing the Pesukim for? It's a way to remember it. It's a memory device, mnemonic. So when a person gets this clear, and he strengthens his recognition of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will trust in Hashem. He'll be dedicated to Hashem. He will follow Hashem's guidance. And will not question or suspect Hashem's judgment. And he will not be angry when a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes choices for him that he's unhappy with. David said, makes no difference if it's Kos Yeshua's Esa or if it's Sarah V'yogan Emsa. Whether I have salvation, whether I have troubles and pain. In both cases, b'shem Hashem ekra, because I understand that the Ibn Hashem is looking out for my best interests. So he doesn't say, but essentially, that's the concept. If you understand that the Ibn Hashem loves you and cares about you and watches over you and is aware of what is best for you, then when things don't go right, it's not pshat, oh, Hashem didn't get his way this time. That's silly. Hashem always gets his way. It's not that Hashem didn't get his way this time. So then what does it mean? That means Hashem chose this for me, and therefore Hashem understands this is best for me, and even if I don't understand it, but the Baal Bitachon is aware that whatever's going on in his life, the Ibn Hashem is writing the script, so to speak, the Ibn Hashem is directing what's happening, and therefore I just have Baal Bitachon and Hashem, I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it, the Ibn Hashem is guiding it. Now, the Chai makes it pretty clear that these seven conditions, lo nimsa'im klal babruim, they're not by Hashem's creations, they're only in the Bore, in the Creator. So there's a question that he's all powerful and always gets his way 100%. The third condition, that's Ibn Hashem. The fourth, he knows what's really good for the person. Benigla, benister, what's seen and not seen, what goes on in a person's mind, no one is aware of that, but the Ibn Hashem, clearly that's Hashem. You want the one you put your trust in to be aware of everything about you inside and out. The fifth condition, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching you from the time you're born to the time a person leaves this world, that's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. The sixth condition, that no one can harm or help except this one you put your trust in, clearly that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The seventh condition, Tachas HaNadivus V'HaChesed, whether you're worthy or not, constant, generous, and giving, fine. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. The last five, clearly, only the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the first two, first condition, Rachmim Chemla Ava, compassion, caring, empathy, love. Ha'odim Sh'yodei B'chaver, Shem Rachim V'chomei Love, Yiftech Bo. If you know that your friend cares and loves and has compassion, so you're going to put your trust in him. And the second condition, that even if he loves you, but if he ignores you sometimes, or is lazy about taking care of you sometimes, you're not going to put your trust there. But if the person you put your trust in is aware and watching and doesn't turn away and is never missing from the job and is constantly on top of things, you'll put your trust. Those two can't be by people. Those two conditions are only by the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mefarshim on the Chovos Levavos explain that the Chovos Levavos is saying even those two, the concept of loving and caring and compassion and watching over his needs, are really not going to be found in human beings, at least to the degree that you're going to find in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because ultimately, the Borei is Merachem Yosem Mikol Merachem. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be more compassionate than any human being can be. And when a human being is compassionate to a person, it's because the Ribbono Shel Olam put in his heart that he should be compassionate to you. What do we have in the parasha when Yaakov sends the Shvatim down to Binyamin, to Yosef, doesn't know who it is yet? He says a tefillah, the Ribbono Shel Olam should make it that the viceroy of Egypt has compassion on you. When a human being is compassionate to someone else, that's because the Ribbono Shel Olam instructs that person to be compassionate. And the second condition, that the Ribbono Shel Olam watches over a person, nothing is here, nothing is... So the fact is, yes, there are people who try to watch over, try to be... You know, but they're still humans. They're still humans. They certainly can never be on the level, on the degree of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's no question that the Ribbono Shel Olam has a better system of watching over than any human being will. So, according to Chovos Levavos, ultimately, you may find elements of these seven by human beings, but never in totality. There will be elements of Rachem, Chem, and Av. There will be elements of Hashkocha, watching over. There may be even elements of strength. In some things, there could be human beings that can help you in certain areas, not all areas, but some things they can be helpful. And in some areas, they may know what's good for you. And they may not know you from the time you're born to the time a person leaves, but they know you for a good chunk of time, and that's also helpful. So it could be in these things there are pieces, or to a certain degree, levels of these madrigos, these criteria that will appear in human beings, but that they should be in the ultimate nth degree in totality, will never be by human being. It's impossible. And therefore, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you have all seven, all bundled together, so then obviously, the way he puts it, you're like obligated. Hischayev hayodei hazeh lifto echbo. So of course you have to be talking about Hashem. Once you have all these conditions by the Ribbono Shel Olam, so of course you're going to put your bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And putting bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam means that when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants things from you and conducts your life in a certain way, you're accepting of that. And you don the kafsuchus. When you don't understand, you don the kafsuchus. It's a fascinating way of putting it, that you shouldn't be choshed, and you should be don the kafsuchus. So, there's a Mishnah in Avos. If a person judges his friend the kafsuchus, so in Shemayim they don him the kafsuchus. Familiar with that? Right? It's Mishnah Avos. And everyone asks the question, that what does that mean? when a human being judges a human being, he can't possibly know everything. You think you know everything, but you don't always know everything. So you have to gandakav zechus, give him the benefit of the doubt. Give him the benefit of the doubt. There are some people who will never give you the benefit of the doubt. And you don't appreciate that, because you don't know the whole story. Why are you saying or thinking these things? And when you tell them the whole story, like, you're an idiot. Like, don't you realize this was going on? Oh, I didn't know. So give me the benefit of the doubt, right? So a human being never knows for sure what's going on. It could look terrible, what you see. But until you find out what you're really seeing, you don't know what you're looking at. You don't realize what you're seeing. You know, if a person's doing Heimlich maneuver on somebody to save their life, if somebody didn't know what was happening, they might think he's attacking him. What's the guy doing? Right? The person never saw CPR and see a guy pounding on his chest and call 911, like the police is attacking him. Like, if you don't know what you're seeing, you don't know what's going on. So fine, among people, you have to dan kav zechus. But what does it mean in Shemayim, they're going to dan kav zechus? Hashem knows everything that's going on. There's nothing missing from the picture. By human beings, there's something missing from the picture. By the Baruch Hashem, there's nothing missing. There's nothing missing from the picture. The Baruch Hashem knows everything. How is it ever relevant to be dan kav zechus? Dan kav zechus is when there's a suffix. If there's a doubt, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But in Shemayim, there is no doubt. There's no missing piece. So what does it mean? If you dan your friend the kav zechus, mida keneged mida, you will be judged the kav zechus. So I think there are those who want to say, a pashut pshat, that if you give someone the benefit of the doubt, that at Shemayim, they will not judge you with a strong midas adin. Essentially, there's no doubts in Shemayim. There's no question of what happened. But the question is only going to be, how are we going to judge? Are we going to judge strict din? Are we going to do some achmonis mixed in with the din? So if you give someone the benefit of the doubt, in Shemayim, they will go with a lighter judgment. They won't go with a strict din. They'll go with rachamim, because you went the kav zechus, so we can give you a midas harach instead of a midas din, that kind of thing. It's not like there's a doubt that has to be resolved, but rather, this is how it goes. Maybe another way of looking at it is that if you down people the kav zechus, then the Ribbono Shel'Olam will not put you in a position where you will have to down HaKadosh Baruch Hu the kav zechus. In other words, when things happen in our life that we have a hard time understanding and dealing with, why is this happening? So, a Baal Bitachon understands. The Baruch Hashem has a Cheshbonis. I'm not Choshed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not angry at what Hashem has chosen for me. I give the Baruch Hashem the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I don't understand why he's doing this. Okay. I give him the benefit. I'm down the Kav Zechus. Kavayoch, the Baruch Hashem, knows what he's doing. L'danosu L'toiv B'chol Dinov U'mifalov. Maybe if a person is in the habit of donning others a kaf zechus, in Shemayim, they'll see to it that he won't be in a position that he has to don the Ribbono Shel Olam kaf zechus. That's not exactly the wording, but just given how the Chazal says it, maybe that's the pshat. You give people the benefit of the doubt, then you don't have to give the Ribbono Shel Olam benefit of the doubt. That you won't be in a position of suffering an event or something in your life that you wonder, why is this happening? Oh, Hashem knows he's doing the kav zechus. If you don people the kav zechus, you may be spared. That's the reason Shemayim that don the kav zechus. Maybe. Again, I'm not saying this is precise in the words, but it just feels that this is, conceptually, it will be another level of midah k'negan midah. If you use this midah with people, then you won't use it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you don't use it with people, Chas v'Shalom, he's going to have to don the kav zechus. Maybe. Maybe a possibility.